From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Yvonne Krimry. Almost 3 years ago, Juneau resident Tracy Day went missing, and she still hasn't been found. As KTOO's Lindsay Brolini reports, her daughter is using TikTok to get people to pay attention to her mother's case.
On Valentine's Day in 2019, Kaylin Schneider's mom, Tracy Day, went missing in Juneau. And for a long time, Schneider felt like her mom's story disappeared too. But Schneider and her family haven't given up on finding out what happened today.
You know, my grandma wanted to find my mom so bad, and she never was able to find out what happened before she passed away.
Day is Tlingit from the Deshiton clan. Schneider says that Day's case, like other cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women, didn't get the attention it needed from the community or law enforcement. But one day, Schneider was scrolling through TikTok and saw Daniel Del Olio's account. Del Olio has focused on true crime, and she featured Schneider's mom. Schneider remembers feeling so happy that someone knew about her mom and was talking about her. Eventually, Del Olio messaged Schneider, and they became friends, and she encouraged Schneider to make videos. Schneider had made makeup videos in the past, but after Day went missing, she stopped. She decided to start making videos again to talk about her mom using TikTok. At first, they didn't get a lot of traction. She was mostly making images with text over them, not talking about it in front of a camera. And then someone commented on her video that they thought her case wasn't real.
So I was like, all right, I need to sit down and make like a full video. And I sat down and I filmed 50 videos in one go, talking about her story from beginning to end.
She got about 2,000 followers, but after that, the momentum slowed down. She started doing skincare and makeup videos, too. But it wasn't until she started doing ASMR videos that she got a following.
Let's do 10 triggers in 60 seconds.
If you're not familiar with ASMR, think of it as calming videos that people create and other people watch for atmosphere. When Schneider started doing ASMR live streams, she got about 40,000 followers in the course of a month. And she started to mention her mom during her ASMR videos.
What I started doing was every time I would be doing my ASMR, right? And then as my view count would go up, I would just say, hey guys, like, just so you know, if you're new here, hi, my name's Kaylin. I'm Alaskan Native. I'm Tlingit. And my mom is a missing person.
Then she'd go back to the ASMR.
This is ASMR. People came here to relax. A lot of the time when I talk about it, my view count goes down. But I've managed to use it in a way where I just sprinkle it in.
And people started to ask her about what happened to Tracy Day. She still does full videos about her mom. But a lot of her viewers watch ASMR videos to relax and go to bed. So she doesn't talk too deeply about her mom in those videos. Schneider wishes that it didn't take a big social media following to raise awareness about her mom, that Day's missing persons case got the attention it needed right away. She says she doesn't know what else she can do besides talk about her on social media, that it's one of the only tools she has. She says even if nothing comes from it, at least she tried to do something to find her mom. And maybe it'll help another family of a missing and murdered Indigenous person. In Juneau, I'm Lindsay Brolini.
On Monday, February 14th, the three-year anniversary of Tracy Day's disappearance, Kaylin Schneider is organizing a vigil for her and other families of missing and murdered Indigenous persons. It's at 5 p.m. at Overstreet Park. In other news, former state legislator and respected community leader Martin B. Moore Sr. from Amokneck died last week from COVID-19. He was 84 years old. He was a caring father who worked tirelessly to improve the lives of Alaskan Native people in rural Alaska. KYUK's Greg Kim has the story remembering his legacy.
Virginia Moore Kelly, one of Martin B. Moore Sr.'s four living daughters, says a big part of her dad's legacy is being a champion for education, both as a state legislator and at home as a father.
Our school was very important to him. I remember when it was time for our grades, he'd study our grades with a magnifier.
Later, when Virginia was struggling in college, she called her father, telling him she was thinking about giving up on school.
He said, remember, everything good in life is always hard to get.
Virginia and each of her sisters went on to get college degrees. Moore was speaking from his own challenges with education. He was born in the lower Yukon village of Amonic in 1937, where there were no schools then. He didn't step into a classroom until the age of 10. From the back of the St. Mary's boarding school classroom, he squinted at the blackboard, unable to make anything out. One, he didn't know how to read, and two, he was half blind from a tuberculosis infection in his eyes. But he overcame those challenges, had his eyes treated, and graduated from high school at 24 years old. In an interview in 2020 with Chilista, Moore said he couldn't have done it without the support of his family.
My grandfather, my uncles, my aunties, that believed in me. That's what made me go. Those people that also didn't have the education said, go, Martin, school. That's where I learned to work.
From then on, Moore worked to pass on better educational opportunities than those given to him. In his year as a state legislator in the early 70s, he fought to build schools in Alaska's villages so Alaska Native children could get educated while preserving their cultural identity and family connections. In the 2020 Chilista interview, Moore encouraged young people in rural Alaska to take advantage of being born in this time.
You could do the same thing better than me. You have a lot more opportunity than me. You have the future. Your future is brighter than ever.
Moore worked tirelessly to make a brighter future for his community. He served as a board member for many regional organizations like Chilista and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He was also mayor of Amonic, and then most recently its city manager, where he worked for over three decades.
When I was 16, I started working. And I'm 83 now, I'm still working. I like to help people. That's why I'm here, because I love the people.
Moore's youngest daughter, Natalia Moore, said her father helped people in his personal life as well. When he saw two young people in Amonic that needed his help, Natalia said her dad adopted them.
That's one of the things that I think I gained from him, was just to help people, especially when they're down.
Natalia said her dad also taught her to be proud to be Yupik. Anytime they were eating native food, he would say he was eating like a king. Once, while Natalia was fishing with her dad on the lower Yukon, he turned the motor off and held her arm.
And then he told me, Nat, your blood is rich and rare. And I don't want you to forget that. And I love you.
About 2 months before he passed away, Moore gave his second youngest daughter, Dora Christine Moore, one of the final lessons he would teach her. She was getting married, and this is what he told her about marriage.
You've seen the hardships. You've seen the challenges. You've seen the obstacles. You've experienced the love. You've experienced the unconditional love. You've experienced forgiveness. You've experienced lessons. That's what marriage is.
A few weeks after giving away his daughter, Moore was medevaced from Amonic to Bethel for COVID-19 complications. He did not share his vaccination status with his daughters. Dora said he fought until the end. On February 3rd at 5:46 a.m., Martin B. Moore Sr. died at the Bethel Hospital. He was 84 years old. He's survived by four daughters, 23 grandchildren, and 23 great-grandchildren. His youngest great-grandchild was born one day after he passed. That child was given his Yupik name, Charanak. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. There is a correction to an earlier version of the story that gave the incorrect time of day that Martin B. Moore Sr. died.
The state reported another 72 cases for Juneau on Friday. Those are the total new cases from the past 2 days, but that number doesn't include today's results or results from home tests. Four patients at Bartlett Regional Hospital are currently being treated for COVID-19, and nine staff members are out due to exposure to the virus. Juneau School District reported six new cases in schools for today and yesterday. Statewide, another 1,870 Alaskans and visitors to the state have tested positive for the virus over the last 2 days. Tax receipts from surging gun and ammunition sales have boosted money for a U.S. conservation program to a record level. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says excise taxes on guns, ammunition, and archery equipment brought in $1.1 billion to be doled out in state grants in the 2022 in 2022 for wildlife conservation and hunter education. A related program for fish restoration brought in almost $400 million from taxes on fishing equipment and boat fuel. This is KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry.